You're in a dimension, not of sight, but of sound, and stupid. Prepare yourself. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband. Because this is Helpful Snowman Potterween!
Everybody, welcome to our Halloween, or Potterween spectacular show. I'm Pete, and I'm here with some spooky questions for Power Hour. Sorry, that went a little long. I got excited about the song, which is, probably because, as you will notice, those of you who keep track of numbers, you geniuses, all the really smart people who listen to this show, which, good God, what are you doing with your life, huh? That you're so smart that you're listening to this. That rare group will notice I only recorded 50 questions. I don't know why. Is that like a game, 50 questions? Because I always want to do that. I always want to think, oh, there's 50 minutes in an hour. That seems like right. But it's 60, guys. I don't know when they made this update, but it is now 60 minutes per hour. So you do need 60 questions when you guys do your power hours. So to make up for it, I thought, hey, maybe I could look up, 10 more questions and blah, blah, blah. Or I could just start the drinking process a little early, which makes it take twice as long to set up all the audio and stuff. But hey, who cares? And then be on my way by the time everything else starts. Well, I'm very excited that this is our Potterween episode. Halloween is my favorite holiday. And I don't want to talk about it too much because we're about to. Because all the questions coming up are Halloween related. And I'm sitting here, it's dark in the Helpful Snow Fort. And I've got my ceramic pumpkin with all the tea lights inside. Some of which appear to be scented. Or smell to be scented, because I'm getting a definite scent coming off here, and that's not super Halloween-y, if I'm being completely honest. The scent of, I don't know, what a log cabin is supposed to smell like when someone's doing something with cinnamon, not what a log cabin really smells like, which is like old cereal or something like that. I'm not really sure what that smell is, but not my preference of smells. So it smells nice log cabin-y in here instead of shitty log cabin-y. I did want to talk, before we started, about fears, this being a Halloween episode. I thought it'd be good to get some fears out there in the open. And I do have a fear. People ask a lot of time, what's your big fear, and they'll say, ooh, bugs, a spider, or beetles, or a beetle riding on a spider so they can team attack you, or something like that. I'm not really, bugs, I don't care for spiders, but I'm not afraid of them. I've never been swarmed by them, or bees. I don't like bees either, but I wouldn't say I spend a lot of time considering whether the bees are coming for me. They haven't come for me yet, or anyone I've known, so it's just not high up there on the list. But I have a recurring nightmare that kind of has to do with my fear. I have this nightmare a lot where I'm hanging out, just living my normal life, and then all of a sudden, I remember that I've signed up for a complicated math class. I'm in college or something that I have not once gone to and now have to pass the test for. I don't know what happened. I just pretty much forgot I had this class and then all of a sudden say, Holy fuck, why have I not gone to math? I don't know anything. How am I going to pass this test? What was I thinking? Then I wake up, but it's like it doesn't go all the way away. It's still partially there. Horrible dream. Really frustrating, too. And so when I think about it, I think my worst fear is that I would be transported back in time, and I'd be back in elementary school. And I'd still be myself. I'd still have my same brain that I have now, but I'd have to do all my elementary school shit. I think that would make a person crazy. I think that might be how schizophrenics are molded and shaped into the people that they are, or the non-people that they are. All their sides, some of them are molded because maybe they've traveled in time, and now they're in school. And I just think about, you know, the shit that you had to do when you were in school that's un-fucking-leavable. Like, if someone asked me to do... If I went to work, and I had to be there for 8 hours, and in the middle of the day, they gave me a 43, some weird number of minute lunch. And this lunch went like this. I would go, I'd have to wait in a long line, I'd have no choice. Then I'd go walk in a straight line down the hallway. I mean, what does this sound like to you? Let's just rewind for a second. Take a group of people, line them up in a line. Force them to march in a line to another room. Feed them horrible, shitty food that no one likes on horrible, scary trays that also no one likes. That's either Holocaust or prison. You know, that's the first two things that come to my mind. Not school, even though that's exactly what happened in school. And then some fucking stupid kid would throw his retainer in the garbage and someone would have to dig it out. That was always horrible. If I had to go back, if I did, my worst nightmare happened, I wouldn't pass school. Because, you know, when it was lunchtime, okay, I lived probably a block to two blocks from my elementary school. I mean, when I exited the front door, I could see the back of my house from my elementary school. So if I went back, knowing what I know now, when that lunch bell rang, I would get up out of my chair and just start walking out the front door. And when the teacher said, no, you need to get back in line, what are you doing? I'd be like, I'm going home for lunch because what you're feeding me here, this is bullshit. I'm not eating. How do you fuck up nachos? I mean, it's not good for you. So the least you could do is make it delicious, and it's not delicious either. And it's chips and cheese. How do you fuck that up? Well, they did it. My God. Nachos El Grande. And that's a lunch, by the way. That's something they take a third grader and say, yeah, this will probably fuel a third grader's mind. This is probably why I'm so fucking stupid. I had nothing but nachos to fill me up for a whole day. Chips and cheese. Neither of those things is really... I mean, what are those chips made out of? Mini tortillas that are fried? Good one. And the cheese, my God. This was the kind of cheese that doesn't come in a brick or a slice or a wheel. It comes in like a paint can. You have to open it with an industrial can opener, and when it doesn't stay warm, it gets a film, a skin on the top. It was always a debate what to do with the skin. Some kids would like push it back into the cheese where it would remelt, and then it was okay to eat. I said, "Fuck that!" I took it off and just set it aside under the little red and white checkered boat that holds the nacho chips. So it was like glued onto the tray. But fuck that! That's not my problem. I ain't eating skin from the nachos. So when they told me I couldn't go home, I think I'd just be like, hey, go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? Are you going to physically restrain me to keep me from going home to eat a nutritious lunch? No? Fine. Or at least restrain me from going home to eat a bag of popcorn or something? No? All right, then go fuck yourself. I'm going home for lunch. Have fun. Hey, have a nacho for me, on me. Punch in my number. It's 80-something-something-something. Enjoy that. You'll love it. You'll see what I mean. Maybe next time you can come with me and also have a shitty peanut butter sandwich at my horrible house. So that's my fear. Because I just don't think, you know, when they sat me down and they're like, here, we have to do a crossword puzzle about the pilgrims. I would just be like, I ain't fucking doing that. I know these words. I can spell them for you. I can explain them. I ain't looking around in a word search for them. You know, I'm not doing math as fast as I can on a page where there's 100 problems. And, you know, as soon as you finish, you write your name on the board. I'm not doing that. not letting you read Narnia. Well, I might go for the read Narnia out loud to us. But it ends there. That's the only... Recess? What would you do with a 28-year-old mind on a kid's recess? Jesus Christ. Deal blackjack over at the basketball court or something like that? There'd be no mental stimulation. You would probably die. I don't really see what else you could do but die. And just hope to stay dead forever. Okay. So that's my fear. So I'm going to hit play here. You'll also notice I got some scary music as background. So hopefully this turns out good. Enjoy. Happy Potterween, everybody.
Dear Snowman, hey, I want to have a Halloween party for ninth graders. There will probably be about 10 people. Any suggestions for Halloween-themed things to do? Thanks, from Glycerin.
Well, let's see. You want to have a party for ninth graders for Halloween, and you want some things to do. My top suggestions would probably be to get a bunch of sleeping bags that smell like cat pee and put those all over the floor. Because it seems like when I was in ninth grade, that's all I did was sleep in a sleeping bag that had cat pee in it. And as far as making it Halloween-y, skip the bobbing for apples because no one really wants an apple. You want to bob for an apple and then you're like, oh, this is like drowning. And also the reward if I don't drown is an apple? Why don't you go fuck yourself, okay? An apple is not exciting and especially not in the context of Halloween. So whatever you do, I would say skip the bobbing for apples and you'll be fine.
Dear Snowman, what's your favorite Halloween costume from when you were growing up? From Desert Guy.
Oh, well, this was covered on an earlier show, but I guess I'll just go over it real quick. My favorite costume to talk about was one time, around the time the motion picture Cool Runnings came out, two friends and I decided to dress like members of, well, we were Jamaican, like the Jamaican bobsled team guys, our heroes. What our parents neglected to tell us was, there's sort of a racial issue with being a little white boy and covering your face in brown makeup to look like a black person. Now, I wasn't really focused on being a black person so much as a Jamaican, which I was like, well, this is Jamaican. I loved them. I thought they were heroic, this bobsled team. But it turned out to be one of the more racial things I did until I started this podcast.
Dear Snowman, how did Halloween begin? From Brian.
Halloween, how did it begin? Ooh, it was a dark night at the Snickers factory. And a Snickers executive made a deal with the devil of the sales department and said, we need to invent something that demands candor. That would be my guess. I'm sure there's a bunch of fucking idiots. Like, these are like the people who want to look up the origins of words in the dictionary. Like that asshole who's like, did you know fuck means fornication under consent of king or something like that? And they'll probably tell you there's some old Victorian bullshit that involves, you know, oh, they had to dress up and nail a fucking dead cat with an onion stuffed in its mouth to ward away spirits. But I'd just say it was a candy sales scheme. That's what I'd guess.
Dear Snowman, how do you host a Halloween party on a tight budget? I'm wanting to host an adult Halloween party without breaking the bank. What are some suggestions for decorations, food, etc.? What do you even do at an adult Halloween party? Sadly, I don't think I have been to an actual party, but I do love Halloween and love entertaining, so I need some really good, inexpensive ideas. From Maria.
Here's the thing, Maria. I don't believe you, and I think you're kind of a piece of shit. Because the thing is, the stuff that I love, I spend money on, okay? The people I love, I spend money on. So if you love Halloween and you love entertaining, spend some fucking money. Don't do it on the budget. You know what you could do on the budget? Everything else in your life. Maybe you walk to work for a couple years. Maybe you start selling things you don't need around your house, like the copper wiring and that kind of shit. Maybe you pull a bank job. But if you love something, do a little fucking work and show the rest of us you love it.
Dear Snowman, Is Halloween considered a disrespectful celebration in some countries? Because a lot of countries, particularly in Europe, celebrate the Day of the Dead, which is a very serious day. So are there people that think the fun celebration of Halloween is somehow a pagan tradition and is disrespectful to the dead? From Leah.
Is Halloween disrespectful to the dead? Well, that's a good question. Because my instinct is to say no. But then I was talking to some people at work yesterday and was saying, hey, you know, this lady just had a baby and her husband had this idea to sort of dust their newborn and make it look blue, and then it would be dressed as a stillborn for Halloween. Now, is that funny as fuck and made me laugh like crazy? Absolutely. Is it respectful? Probably not. The odds of running into someone who had like a stillborn are pretty good. Almost as good as running into a black person when you're dressed in full blackface.
Dear Snowman, how do you judge a Halloween costume contest? We're looking for some categories. What do you have for ideas? From Janice.
Janice, I would say category number one, is it homemade? Because if you can tell it's homemade immediately, it sucks. Category, how nude is the person? That's always important. Category, how good are they at acting like they are the thing they are? If they're Frankenstein or something like that. Category, if someone has to explain what they are, if they're like, hardy har har, I'm this or that. You know, when someone looks like a squirrel and they're like, actually, I'm supposed to be a cat. That's a bad costume. You don't want to go around explaining what you've got going on all night. You want everyone to know, because I'll tell you this. The fifth time you explain what the fuck you are, you're going to be sick of it. More sick of it than everyone else. You're going to just want to put on your regular clothes, okay?
Dear Snowman, what are some good Halloween costumes for me and my boyfriend to wear to a Halloween party? I'm almost 18 and my boyfriend is 21. We have a Halloween party at one of the fire departments and I'm drawing a blank on what we could dress up as. Any suggestions are welcome. Thanks. From Redhead.
Well, I'm glad the fire department is working really hard to fight fires. There's got to be a bajillion pumpkin fires on fucking Halloween, right? They're not at all worried about that. You know what? The whole couples dressing together thing, annoying. It's cute to you guys and everyone else hates you. Because they're either not in a relationship or in a relationship where one person or the other is like, go fuck yourself, I'm not gonna, you know, tag team with you, we're not gonna be Boris and Natasha from Rocky and Bullwinkle or some shit like that. So I don't think it really matters. If you guys are dressing together, the costume is a dependent couple.
Dear Snowman, where can I find pictures of babies wearing Halloween costumes? I'm working on Halloween invitations and announcement cards, and I'd like to put babies' Halloween pictures. I searched online, but I think that I need permission to use pics. Is there any website where I can get baby Halloween pics? From Anis.
Yeah, google.com, you fucking dumb broad. Search baby Halloween pics. Or you know what's better? And I recommend everyone listening now do this. Pause this after this question gets answered and search Harlequin baby. H-A-R-L-E-Q-U-I-N, baby. Basically, it's an inside-out baby is what it looks like. Its eyes are inside-out, and its skin is inside-out and cracked. It is fucked up. You put that on the front of your Halloween card, I promise you, that's an effective Halloween card. If you're talking about, like, cute babies coming out of pumpkins and shit, just search cute baby coming out of pumpkin.
Dear Snowman, do you know any really good Halloween tricks besides egging and toilet paper? On Halloween, my friends and I are going to do some pranks. We already have a few, but we need more. The ones we have now is peanut butter under the handles of car door, ding-dong ditch, and drawing penises on driveways. From Trey.
Let's see, Halloween tricks. I have a couple. We used to do... Has anyone heard ding-dong ditch called N-word knocking? Is that... Am I the only person who's heard that? Because I didn't invent it, but I've heard it called N-word knocking. Which I don't know where that came from. Was it something you just used to do to black people? Was this like the light version of... Well, I don't want to burn a cross in someone's yard. Which I don't get that either, because really, what's that saying? Oh, we're burning a cross. But you like the cross, or you don't like the cross, or you... How does that relate to black people at all? It seems more like a Jewish thing. I don't know.
Dear Snowman, Can Halloween hairspray work on coloring skin? I'm going to be a green pixie for Halloween, and I was wondering if it was safe to spray green hairspray you get in the Halloween section on my skin. And if it stains? I was going to use the stuff for my hair anyway, so I was just going to buy in bulk and spray it everywhere. Thanks, guys. Happy Halloween from Tanya.
Hey, happy Halloween to you too, Tanya. I like the way you think. My suggestion would be probably anything that's in a can. Just go ahead and spray it all over your body and in your eyes and mouth. How bad could it be if it's just paint? I mean, probably everything that's meant for your hair is meant for the rest of your body too, right? You know, I don't want to call you an idiot, but I'll take a shot of hair gel in the hair and then a couple sprays of some holding spray right in the mouth, like a banaca, before I go on a date. That's how I remind myself that I've already done my hair when I taste it and then get extremely nauseous at the dinner table.
Dear Snowman, what if on Halloween night it starts to pour out raining? If it were to rain so bad on Halloween night, what would happen? Would people still go out regardless of the heavy rain? Or stay home and hope the following day is better and hope people still got candy? It's sad if it happened, especially to the people who spend a lot of money on costumes that are not going to use them. From Alexander.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Alexander. Trying to ruin everybody's good time.
Sure would be a shame if it rained. What would they do if it rained?
It rains all the fucking time. And you know what people do when it rains? They still go to work. They still do all that horrible shit they don't want to do. So I think people can overcome little drops of water falling from the sky to do something that's actually fun. Okay? It'd be like, you're going to have sex with a beautiful woman? What if part of her was, you know, wet? Oh my god, that would be horrible. How would I ever overcome that? Jesus Christ, it's unbelievably bad. What are we ever gonna do?
Dear Snowman, what do people eat for a Halloween dinner? What do people eat other than candy? Give me specific foods, please. Be ironic. In other words, people have a tendency to eat baked or fried chicken on a Sunday. So what do people eat on Halloween other than candy? What's the typical dinner for that holiday? From Zodiac.
People eat baked or fried chicken on Sunday. Since when? Where do you live? What's happening? How's the KFC where you are? Because the one where I am sucks balls. Yours must be a lot better. Maybe you live near a Popeyes instead. Some good foods. You know what? I don't think it's about the food so much as the presentation. You get a little piece of scrambled egg and put it in a pan, and then you just have some real fucking creepy guy cooking it up while a guy sitting in a chair next to him has his exposed brain out. Believe me, that's a satisfying meal. And other people don't even need to eat. They just watch him eat the piece of what appears to be his own brain. That's a party to fucking remember.
Dear Snowman, how do you care for a molting Halloween crab? I want information on the Malaysian mangrove crab known as the Halloween or Blue Moon crab. I do not want to know about hermit crabs. I seem to be having a lot of difficulty finding any information on the care of crabs other than hermit or red claw crabs online. So does anybody know how to care for a Halloween crab during the molting process? Are there any signs of life I should be looking for? It hasn't really moved in a few days. From Rose.
Rose, I don't think your question's super Halloween-y. I guess it's about a pet crab. I'd say stop buying shitty pets. Crab's not really a pet, is it? That's more of like a, you know, you buy a piece of a rock and then it moves around from time to time in a confined area that you've made for it. I don't think it's a pet if you can't possibly shame it into not attacking you. And I feel like a crab would probably attack you.
Dear Snowman, is October 13th too early to have a Halloween party? From Starla.
Dear Starla, abso-fucking-lutely, is October 13th too early? Halloween's October 31st, bitch. I don't know if you heard about that. And if you take 31 and reverse it, that's 13. That mathematically tells us that's way too fucking early. Are you kidding me? Like 2 weeks early? Why do you need to have it that early? When do you celebrate your birthday? 2 weeks early? Or, you know, how about this? Here's a good test if it's too early. Would you celebrate Halloween on November 15th? No? All right, well, that means it's too far away from the actual day. You fucking dumb broad. No, there will be no celebrating Halloween on the 13th. I would say any more than a week before or the week after. You got to get it on the weekend. And preferably the weekend before, because afterwards, to be honest, we all kind of blew our wad looking at costumes online.
Dear Snowman, I bought these fake vampire fangs for Halloween from Walmart for $5, and I don't know how to make them last. If anyone out there has used these, how do you make them work, and how long have you been able to use them? I hate having to spend money every year on a pair of fangs that don't work, and I don't have the money to buy a pair of expensive fangs. If you can help, I'd really appreciate it. From Vampirella.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'd hate for you to spend $5 a year on Halloween. What an expense. Good God, have you been to a pumpkin patch before? Those people are... That's where the money gets spent, my friends. I'm carving my pumpkin immediately after this, and I'll tell you what. Thing was like $15. And they don't even have a real scale. It's not like there's a price tag on the fucking pumpkin. They just eyeball it and say, hey, yeah, that looks like $15. Okay. Perfect. I trust you. You run a pumpkin patch for a living. I bet you're extremely good at other skills like math.
Dear Snowman, how do you make standing Halloween creatures in your yard? I've tried to make freestanding Halloween people, but it doesn't work. How do you make them? From King.
Oh, it's super simple. Okay, here's the key. The key is anchoring it properly. So the first thing you gotta do is you gotta stick a pole deep into the ground. I suggest boring it out a little bit, and then make sure the pole is flat on the top, because then you can drive it down with like a hammer used to drive tent stakes. Then, you sharpen the end and simply find a person of a race you don't care for and impale them through the perineum and have the pike come out of their mouth. Then, you staple a mask on the front of their face, dress them up in some shitty clothes, put some straw coming out of them. You know, if you were going to murder someone, Halloween's a good time, and then you just set them on your porch with a pumpkin on their head like a dummy, and no one looks for the corpse there. They think that's just some fucking dummy.
Dear Snowman, I don't get the point of Halloween. I mean, I know the kids want candy, but can't they just buy 2 boxes of candy? And what's up with the costume? I think Halloween is kind of dumb, don't you? From Rock.
Rock, go fuck yourself. Are you kidding me? Why don't you just go buy candy? That's like saying, why climb a mountain when you could just drive a helicopter to the top? Or why take a road trip when you could just get on Google Earth and just see where you're going? There's a reason to get out and have some kind of experience, which I know I'm saying from behind my locked door apartment into a podcast microphone with no one else around, but I think it's still a valid point. And what's with the costume? Because some of us don't like ourselves, Rock. Some of us want to be someone else once in a while, okay? One day a year, I could be Spider-Man instead of my shitty self. I could have his problems instead of mine.
Dear Snowman, what should I be for Halloween? A. Ozzy Osbourne, or B. a mime? From Riley.
Riley, I don't know how you got down to the choice between Ozzy and a mime. Here's the thing. Mime, more of a costume. However, everyone's going to think you're supposed to be a clown because no one, you know, knows the difference. And then what are you going to do? Not talk all night? And then when you do talk, people are going to make fun of you. If you're Ozzy, all you have to do is get a long wig and then you just wear like a tracksuit and John Lennon glasses. You're going to be comfortable as shit all night long. And when you want to be Ozzy, you just walk around and act like Ozzy. You could even do the cheating thing and wear a shirt that says Ozzy Osbourne on it, which I don't think people, you know, the real guy, I don't think Ozzy ever does that. But then no one would ask you what you are. So, I don't know, why be a mime for Halloween? You could be that any day.
Dear Snowman, a couple friends are sleeping over for Halloween. What can we do all night to stay awake and entertained? From Anorak.
Well, there are a couple of ways to stay awake. I'd say drugs is probably the best way. There's no amount of drugs, you know, that, there's no limit to the amount of drugs you can take, from what I understand. You can just keep taking drugs, and really there's no harm to it. You just feel better and better and more awake. Now, I know you've probably got a lot of important things to do that night. There are probably a lot of child's play movies to be watched as you have your, slumber party or whatever the fuck you're gonna do. And if you do find yourself drifting to sleep, I'd say just lightly hitting each other. Too heavily hitting each other. That gets the adrenaline coursing, I'd say. Or just find a knife somewhere and scream. And then everyone else will see it. Everyone will be scared.
Dear Snowman, Okay. So, for Halloween, I want to be a slut. Any ideas what my costume should look like? LOL. From Joel.
All my ex-girlfriends. No. Really, if you want to be a slut, I guess just a slut. You don't want to be a slutty nurse or a slutty pirate. You just want to be a slut. You know what? I don't use those terms for women, okay? I don't call somebody a slut or a whore or a skank. Skank shift. I don't call them the whore train to Slutsville. I don't say they're on the slut express to spreads their legs for everyone town. So I'm not really comfortable discussing you being a slut, and I don't really know how that's a Halloween costume either.
Dear Snowman, how old should you stop trick-or-treating? From Katie.
This is a tough question, Katie. Because here's the thing. If you trick-or-treat till you're older, some people are going to be pissed off. Some old man, you're going to go to his door and he's going to be like, what the fuck, you're way too old. Here's how you know. If you still want a trick-or-treat, if it's still worth it, if you still think free candy is worth your while, then I'd say keep doing it. You'll get to an age where you're like, I wouldn't fucking go to my neighbor's house for a pillow sack of candy. Okay? Because that's where I'm at now, man. If someone was like, all you have to do is say the phrase trick-or-treat and I'd give you candy, I'd knock that plastic pumpkin out of their hands and tell them to go fuck themselves. But if you still want to do it, and you're still just too broke to buy your own candy from the Halloween aisle, then I'd say go for it. Just make sure you actually wear a costume, because if you just wear a mask and your regular clothes, people don't like that.
Dear Snowman, how much Halloween candy should I eat every day? From Lovey.
So I guess you're talking about you go to your Halloween, you get your pillow sack of candy, put it in your bottom drawer of your dresser, sort it out, eat the best stuff first, eat the shittiest stuff last. How much should you eat a day? I would say, based on my childhood experiences, I would just start eating it and not stop until physically I felt like the rush of diarrhea would never end. I mean, where I throw a wrapper, a Twix wrapper, into the bathroom garbage as I'm sitting on the toilet to have another diarrhea. The month of October or November, your Halloween candy can basically become your primary source of food. That can be what you eat now. This is your new life. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Dear Snowman, what are some really good Halloween costume ideas that will leave my girlfriend happy? Well, for Halloween, my girlfriend wanted me to be a Teletubby. Problem is, I would never do that, LOL. So, what other ideas do you have that my girlfriend would like? From Arnie.
So your girlfriend wanted you to be a Teletubby, but you draw the line there. But then you do still want to be something that you feel like she would like. So I don't know. I mean, what do you want to be? A fucking ninja? I mean, it doesn't really matter what you are for Halloween, right? I would be a Teletubby. I mean, fuck it, man. You gotta face your girlfriend all the days leading up to Halloween and all the days after Halloween. Halloween's the one day. Now, if you're gonna just grow up and decide your own costume, she probably won't hound you so much about it. But you don't sound like that kind of man.
Dear Snowman, what is a good, sexy male Halloween costume that girls would think is sexy? I don't know what to be for Halloween. I want to pick a costume that will make me look good, but not stupid at the same time. Any suggestions out there for something that you would like to see on a man that would be sexy? There are lots of sexy female costumes out there, but none for males. Any ideas? From Pusher.
Listen, Pusher, can I tell you what I find sexy on a man? Confidence, okay? And you don't seem to have any of it. Here's the thing. Women in their costumes show sexy parts because women have sexy parts. Men do not have sexy parts. They can be sexy, I suppose. I've seen Timothy Oliphant. I've seen the way he is. But I don't find his individual parts to be terribly sexy as, if he was chopped up.
Dear Snowman, What do you think of Halloween being an excuse for reckless behavior? What do you think about people, mainly young people, using Halloween as a day for reckless behavior, such as egging houses and cars, shaving, creaming random people on the street and buildings? I even heard of kids taking it too far by beating random people with sticks and chasing them down the street. Do you think Halloween is meant for this? Did you ever do anything like this at all on Halloween? From Melissa.
Do I think Halloween is meant for beating people with sticks on the streets? No. I would like to see your source on that one, though, because that's a new one to me. Although if I heard that, I think I would laugh. What is your life, The Crow? You came home and your husband was being beaten to death by a bunch of guys, and then you got thrown out of a window and came back to life to kill and get revenge? Shut the fuck up. Nobody is beating people. And what are random people just doing out on the streets after dark in October?
Dear Snowman, how do I dress like an Asian tourist for Halloween? I want to dress like an Asian tourist, and I apologize if that's offensive. I just want to have fun because I feel like Asian tourists have a lot of funny stereotypical tendencies, for example, peace signs in every picture. Anyway, any help would be great. I'm a guy also, so yeah, any male Asian tourist ideas would be appreciated. Thanks. Happy Halloween. Best, Chan.
Chan, can I tell you something I've noticed that people do a lot that you just did? So you go, oh, I'm sorry if that's racist, but I think, and then right after someone says, I'm sorry if this is racist, they say the most racist thing you've ever heard. And they're not sorry. It's, you know, if I'm like, hey, listen, I'm sorry if this sounds racist, but black people be getting the welfare checks. You can't just say that just because you qualified it with, I hope this doesn't strike you as racist.
Dear Snowman, how can I scare my friends on Halloween? It's going to be six of us. They'll be sleeping over. I thought of letting them fall asleep, and in the middle of the night, I'll put some stuff on them, like fake spiders, and put headphones in their ears and play some scary sounds to wake them up. I need more ideas. Got anything? From Geek.
Oh, Geek. Here's what you do. You're going to have six people over. Now, we all know one of those people is not your real friend. At least one. There's one that you could do without for sure. You go into your garage. Get your father's drill. I'll tell you one thing. Your other five friends wake up to the sound of you slowly sticking a drill in someone's ear and then turning on the power full blast. That is not something they are soon going to forget. They are going to lose their fucking minds. And they're going to pee in their cat pee smelling sleeping bags.
Dear Snowman, how do I make a drinking straw Halloween costume? I'm going with my friends and I want to be a straw. Any ideas on how to make it? From Kim.
Don't do that. You don't need to be an object for Halloween. You should be something that's alive. I don't like to put too many qualifications on a costume here, but come on. That's not like Halloween. You're going to be a straw? So you're going to be a tube, a white tube with a red and a blue stripe on it? Yeah, you just be that costume by putting your arms and legs at your sides and standing there and let people suck on your face. I don't... What... A straw is boring. Could you think of something more boring? Could you be a paperclip or a staple? That'd be really exciting. Could be that asshole paperclip from the Microsoft Word help thing who turns into a bike and drives away every time I need his fucking help.
Dear Snowman, fall is my favorite season. When do stores start carrying fall decorations such as wreaths, linens, candles, scents, and so on? And when do they start carrying Halloween items such as pumpkins? From Shayna.
Shayna, let me talk to you for a second, Martha Stewart. Decoration should not be for seasons, okay? It should be holiday related. There are enough holidays that you can keep up with that. The only exception probably being the summer. You don't decorate for fall separate from Halloween, okay? You don't need to get a flag for outside your house with a bunch of shitty-looking dead leaves on it. You don't need a bunch of scarecrows that have cute signs that say home sweet home on it or something like that. You don't need a fucking ceramic bear holding some kind of autumnal object. Just get the Halloween shit.
Dear Snowman, What the hell do Halloween costume stores do the rest of the year? I know some places like Party City can manage to sell stuff year-round, but I've seen stores that only sell Halloween stuff and I only notice them around Halloween, then they disappear like some kind of phantom. What the hell is going on here? From Fluff.
I love the Halloween store. So what's happening? Why do the Halloween stores only open during the Halloween season? That's probably one of the more idiotic questions I've ever heard in my life. What do you think they do? They ship all that shit back to a big warehouse and try and sell it to you again next year. Do you think a big rubber rat is like, well, these are last year's big rubber rats. This year's have a different fucking hairstyle. More of a Ratatouille kind of aesthetic. Okay, that's what we went for. It's all the same fucking bullshit. It's just every year, you know, this year it's like, oh, we have Snooki wigs. And next year it'll be like, oh, we have wigs of some other fool that...
Dear Snowman, what should you dress a horse up as for Halloween? She's a chestnut mare named Dolly. My barn is having a Halloween party for the horses. From Sweetie.
Oh, God. I have a pretty strict policy against dressing up animals. Because animals don't know that there's a Halloween, let alone what it is. I think unless you can have the consciousness to understand that something's going on, what could you possibly dress up a horse as? And is there really any other answer besides unicorn and centaur? Okay? You could either put a dummy on it so it covers up its whole head and then it looks like a man running around with a horse body. Or you put some fucking stupid glittery horn on its head and say, Happy Halloween, and then hope it doesn't chase you and impale you by accident because it's not used to having a horn on its head because it's a horse and not a person.
Dear Snowman, how can I decorate my minivan for a Halloween party? My church does a Halloween tailgate trick-or-treat party for the kids. We all decorate our tailgates for the occasion. I was planning to decorate the car like a pumpkin. I have orange plastic tablecloths to cover the main part of the minivan. I need to find a way to make a jack-o'-lantern face fit into the tailgate of my Honda Odyssey. Any ideas? From Lindsay.
Yeah, I have an idea. You mentioned church, kids, and minivan. Okay, Halloween is no longer for you. It's for your kids, and it's for people who want to go out and show off all their junk, like that fella who asked for a costume where everyone could see his dick or something like that a couple minutes ago. Also, you know why a van can't dress up as a pumpkin? Because a van and a pumpkin are not the same shape. Unless you can stand your van up on end and make it round and put a stem on the top and have it grow from the dirt, it is not a goddamn natural plant.
Dear Snowman, how can you make a zombie gangster pirate Halloween costume? 3 or 4 of my friends and I are going to a Halloween dance together dressed as zombie gangster pirates. Since I can't buy my costume, I need to know how to make a homemade costume that will look awesome. Thanks. From D.
D, I appreciate the enthusiasm. I'm going to talk to you like, you know, the really dumb person at my work who does a job the complete wrong way. And I need to say, like, could you redo it? D, I appreciate the enthusiasm. Okay, I just want you to understand. I appreciate how excited you are about the project and that you want to make a difference here. But I think what you lack is a little bit of focus, okay? Zombie gangster pirate is too many things. The reason being, gangster and pirate are completely different time frames. Pick one of those plus zombie.
Dear Snowman, when should I start keeping my cat inside before Halloween? I know that during the month of Halloween, people will steal black cats and kill or torture them. I have a black cat and I want to keep her safe, so I'm keeping her inside. How long before Halloween should I start keeping her inside? From Emily.
People are torturing black cats on Halloween. What are they? So people are getting chased with sticks and they're torturing cats on Halloween. I had very boring Halloweens. My best Halloween was staying up extremely late and watching Child's Play. I don't know, 2, the one where there's a little black kid and then they're in the good guy's factory. And he melts his hand off and all that shit. I would say if you have a cat and you don't want it to get hurt on Halloween, just keep it in all the time. Do you think I enjoy hearing your cat all year and having it shit in my yard? Not really. So go ahead and start keeping it in now and keep it in forever until it passes away.
Dear Snowman, How do I make my skin darker for my Halloween costume? I was wondering if I could do it. I'm naturally tan, but I need to be a bit darker for my Halloween costume. The Brazilian soccer player, Ronaldinho. I would appreciate any suggestions. Thanks. From Pick.
Yes, Pick. As I was starting to say earlier, I think the darkening the skin game is a dangerous game to play. Because it's one step from, I'm going to just get a little tan and maybe use a little, concealer or something to... I covered my face in black makeup, but still had white lips and eyes. I think there's got to be an unspoken Halloween rule of, unless you're purposely trying to be a horrific racist, you need to stick with costumes that are related to your own race. I'm sorry. I don't like that either, but that's the world we live in.
Dear Snowman, can you give me some good ideas for Halloween costumes that include sniper rifles? From Rar.
Jesus Christ, Rar. So you don't care what you are, just so long as the costume requires a sniper rifle? Well, assuming you don't live in... I think a sniper rifle is really its own costume. It doesn't... you're a sniper. I mean, you could dress in camo, or you could dress in a polo shirt and combed hair and be fucking Lee Harvey Oswald. Any sniper, I think that's scary. It scares me. I'd be way fucking scarier to see a sniper than a mummy. I really think I could fuck up a mummy if the situation called for it, but a sniper has an advantage. I don't know, a real gun. That's all the costume you need, and once you've got that real gun... I don't think you need a whole lot else to make people scared shitless all night on Halloween.
Dear Snowman, is there a site that sells Halloween contacts for people with astigmatism? I'm looking for contacts for myself. I have astigmatism and have yet to be able to find a site that sells prescription Halloween/crazy/costume contacts for people with astigmatism. Anyone know anywhere? From Junior.
Junior, here's the thing. Like I said with races, there are certain limits, to your life. Your life is going to be limited in some ways. That's like saying, do they sell a fucking Halloween costume of RoboCop for people with no arms? No, probably not. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. Do they sell they don't sell a Halloween costume for a person with Down syndrome to make them look like a regular person. Because if they did, they would just wear that every day and then no one would know they had Down syndrome. So no, you're retarded and your eyes are broken and I don't think they're going to have a costume to suit you.
Dear Snowman, how can I go about getting the policy on Halloween costumes changed in my niece's school? The children aren't allowed to wear Halloween costumes and I think it's ridiculous. I always wore costumes to school and it was fun. I understand not allowing certain things like masks for safety, but I think they should allow plain old innocent dressing up. Who can I speak to about changing this policy? What should I say? From Mags.
Mags, this is your niece, so stop caring so much, okay? But I do agree with you. Halloween was one of the few good school days. It's one of the few days where they were like, all right, we're not going to pretend that it's important that you learn about, long division, which you will never do and completely forget how to do by the time you're in eighth grade. We're going to just let you walk around in costumes outside and get candy and enjoy yourself. I would just say, if they don't let her have Halloween at her school, just fucking keep her home for the day and go to a haunted house. Scare the shit out of her.
Dear Snowman, I'm not pregnant yet, but we're trying, and if it happens around Halloween, I'm looking for a fun way to tell him on Halloween. Halloween tends to be a special time of year for us. He proposed on Halloween, and so I thought it would be a fun idea if it times out. From Jill.
Wow, you guys must be a fun couple. I hope you're enjoying all your Nightmare Before Christmas pillows and blankets. So you want to announce to him that you're going to have a baby, and you want to do it in a Halloween-y sort of way? I don't know, carve a pumpkin with, like, the outline of a fetus on it? Maybe just grab his panini and just tell him that that's going great. Hey, this thing works really awesome, thank you so much. Maybe you dress as an abortion doctor, and then tell him you quit your job. Because you're... I don't know. What a horrible idea. What's wrong with you?
Dear Snowman, what should I do with my pumpkins after Halloween is over? I'm using pumpkins in my yard as Halloween decorations. I'd hate to throw them away. I know you can cook them, but I've never cooked with pumpkin, and I'm not even sure how to cut them open. So if anyone has any tips or tricks or ideas, that would really help. From Sundry.
Sundry, you're not, you can cook with pumpkin, but you're not really supposed to cook with a pumpkin that had like a swastika carved in it and then had a burning candle in it for 8 hours. That's not really how this whole pumpkin carving action happens, okay? I know you don't want to waste it, but the thing is, it's just going to biodegrade and turn into something else. So if you really don't want to waste it, I would say just put it in your compost pile, which you're sure to have. Or take it in your car, drive around, and when you see someone walking on the street, you throw it out the window at them as hard as you can and hope that they die on impact. You don't need to waste it, but I wouldn't cook it either.
Dear Snowman, how do I keep my cat from taking off her Halloween costume? I bought a really cute Halloween costume from my 5-month-old kitty. It's a medieval costume with a little pointy hat and a little dress with slippers. How do I get her to not want to take it off? From Mommy.
Well, first of all, thank you for describing the costume, because if you hadn't described it in specifics, I don't think I would have been able to answer that question for you. So I'm glad it's cute. Your cat's 5 months old. Are its eyes open? What does it eat? Just milk? Just milk from cat breasts? I don't even understand. And why are you dressing your cat? All it knows of Halloween is terror. The door's ringing, people are out and about in scary shit. Chasing it with sticks and trying to torture it. God forbid it's a black cat, because I'm learning that those are prey on Halloween. I thought they were the masters of Halloween, but it turns out they're the number one prey.
Dear Snowman, what would be a good substitution for sugar in a Halloween costume? I'm going to be a Sour Patch Kid for Halloween, but my mom says it's not realistic. I'm going to be wearing all red, and I don't know how to show that I have sugar on me without wasting a lot of money. From Gabe.
Gabe, I usually don't say this, but I think your mom's right. I don't think that's a good choice. A Sour Patch Kid? So what are you going to be? You're just going to be big and red and covered in sugar? Do those things even have faces? I know, I just ate at some Sour Patch Kids, and I have to say, it hurt my face the next day. My whole mouth hurt. My gums felt like they'd receded completely off of my teeth. Gabe, you're going to spend the entire night explaining, I'm a Sour Patch Kid, and then people will be like, oh. I would just make and don't do the thing where you make a giant Sour Patch Kid box either, because you're not really a Sour Patch Kid candy. You're just a guy in a box, an idiot.
Dear Snowman, how do you hook up lights and music to your Halloween costume? I wanted to hook up blacklight to my Halloween costume, as well as my old Walkman to play music. I know it would involve a battery pack, but I have no idea where to even begin. Please help. From Niffer.
Hey man, I'm glad you're bringing back the potential obnoxiousness of Halloween. Because you know it would be really good if instead of, you know, some idiot dressed as a Sour Patch Kid bothering everybody at the party, hogging this keg or whatever, some guy who is making light and noise while he's walking around the room. That's going to be really fun to talk to over the night. We can all listen to your personal soundtrack. Ooh, maybe he has the Monster Mash playing. That's going to be really fun. I'd say don't do it. That would be my advice to you. Skip the lights and the sound. What are you going to be anyway that lights and sound needs to go with it? A fucking robot? Fuck yourself.
Dear Snowman, how do you prevent snails from attacking your pumpkins? I love decorating my front porch for Halloween, and every year I try to get some pumpkins and have some fun with my kids. The only problem is that snails come out at night and think this is some kind of feast. It's totally gross, and I'm not too sure how to get rid of them or prevent them from coming around. Any ideas? From Way.
Oh, Way. I didn't think this was going to happen on the show, but you've got a true haunting. Haunting in Connecticut. The Amityville horror of haunting. I would call an exorcist. I would call a young priest. I would call an old priest. I would call priests on all ends of the age spectrum. If snails are attacking your pumpkins, how long before they attack your children? How long before they attack you?
Dear Snowman, What's the Halloween etiquette for parents with young kids? We have an 18-month-old, and this is the first Halloween we're going to take her around. I've had her a costume made, but by doing so, neglected to dress up myself. I want to take her just down our short road, maybe 10 houses. We just moved here and don't know our neighbors, so will it be okay to go to their houses even if we aren't dressed up and just my daughter is? From Minnie.
No. And here's why. Because if you're going to be carrying her, you need to be dressed up. Because otherwise, I just see like a kid dressed in a dumb pumpkin outfit being carried by some lady in Old Navy sweats. No, that does not work. Also, don't you force your baby on people enough you'd have to do it on Halloween to a fucking stranger at your house? Oh, hi, we're just down the street. Also, there's a baby involved. Are you feeding candy to this baby? Because I would feel obligated to give you candy, but in my mind...
Dear Snowman, what is the Halloween candy that comes in an orange and black wrapper called? Do they still make it? I don't remember seeing it this year. I had a Mary Jane tonight, and it reminded me of those candies I've had around Halloween. Thanks. From K. Gray.
If I'm thinking correctly, you're talking about the candy that sort of looks like a taffy. And it's extremely cheaply wrapped, and you know it's cheap, because here's the thing. You buy a huge pack of Snickers, you won't find one loose one that somehow escaped from the wrapper. That never happens. But those black and white ones, you'll just find a naked wad of taffy, or whatever that shit is, just floating around in there, and then you'll find the wrapper later. That's how you know that the wrapping job is complete bullshit, because one escapes the wrapper during whatever shipping process is going on. Just avoid those entirely. There's no reason to discuss them. Let them go away.
Dear Snowman, culturally speaking, has Halloween just become a holiday for girls to dress up as skanks? Oh, you're a slutty version of Little Red Riding Hood? How original. Slutty Cinderella? Awesome. Alice in Wonderland in high heels with no panties? Two very erect thumbs sticking straight up. Slutty cheerleaders, naughty nurses, has Halloween changed or am I just getting older? From Blood.
Go fuck yourself, okay? We have Christmas. We have Thanksgiving. We have Easter. All upcoming, okay? We have 4th of July. These are all family holidays, family-oriented situations. Thanksgiving, I mean, that's all about getting together. God forbid we have one holiday where it's okay for me to be hard during the night. God forbid we have a holiday that involves me beating off to memories instead of the internet. I don't see what the big problem with that is. If you don't like it, just stay home and stay off the internet.
Dear Snowman, what do I need to be the sexiest dominatrix possible for Halloween? I want to be a dominatrix and have an idea of what I'd like to wear. I was thinking black, leather, knee-high stiletto boots, fishnets with a garter belt, and a black PVC dress. Do you have any suggestions? From Country Girl.
It sounds to me like you've got it mostly figured out. Again, you're going to have to, as I answered in the earlier question, what's the difference between what you're being and, as the other person wanted to be, a slut? Okay? What makes you a dominatrix? That's the question. I'd say incorporate some chains, carry around a whip, and that's a pretty clear sign, or possibly a paddle. People won't expect that. But do be prepared to pose in pictures with a lot of idiots who want you to paddle them, and then they're giving a thumbs up and looking at the camera, and then that becomes their Facebook profile pic, and your head is cropped out.
Dear Snowman, what's a good Halloween costume that is sexy but not revealing? I'm trying to decide what to be for Halloween at a university party. Something sexy but not too revealing, preferably having my legs and upper arms covered, but I'm not too worried about my chest. Although not too much cleavage. Also, I want it to be mature and not something like a bumblebee. From Marjane.
Well, I don't find bees terribly sexy, so I wouldn't worry about that. Do bees even have dicks? And vaginas? I don't even know. Breasts? So you want to be something sexy without showing your legs, or breasts, or butt, or face. Well, I would say that depends a lot on you. I guess if you've got a real sexy way of going about life, then you'll be fine. But if not, you might have to show legs or breasts or something.
Dear Snowman, How do I get rid of a fish smell on my Halloween costume without messing it up? I just bought the cutest Halloween costume. I didn't realize until I got home that it smelled like fish. Does anyone know a way to get the smell out of the costume without messing it up? It's made out of silk and is very delicate. From Ada.
Jesus fucking Christ, it smells like fish? I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know that I should answer that question. That seems irresponsible for me to answer that question. I'd say get another costume from a different costume store. One that doesn't loan their costumes out to people with rotting genitals before you wear them. This is like when people try on underwear. I mean, that's fucking disgusting. I don't know where someone else's snatch has been or where some guy... I would never try on boxers some guy wore. Where his balls have been, and now I'm just like, oh, rest my balls right on your balls. That's not going to work for me. Hey, everybody, we made it. So that was 50 questions. Halloween. Potoween. Well, I hope that that was some good advice and it didn't come too late to help you on your Halloween. Because, like I said before, Halloween, extremely important holiday. So have fun out there. But don't pressure yourself too much, because too much pressure kills it too. And sorry that this one was a little late. We've got a lot going on. And maybe we'll get into that a little later. So anyway, Helpful Snowman from the candlelit Helpful Snow Fort saying, Happy Potoween! Coffee and flowers. Try not to wonder what the weather will be. I figured out what we're missing. Tell you miserable things after you are asleep. Now we'll leave the silver city, cause all the silver girls gave us black dreams. Leave the silver city, cause all the silver girls, everything means everything. It's a Hollywood summer. You never believe the shitty thoughts I think. Meet our friends out for dinner. When I said what I said, I didn't mean anything. We belong in a movie. Try to hold it together till our friends are gone. We should swim in a fountain. Do not want to disappoint anyone.